Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Welcome to 6 weeks to fitness, episode number 44. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to mark your calendars for Saturday, June 27th, 2015, when we will present our 12th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in Brooklyn, New York. This fun and free event exposes kids to over 25 sports activities, nutrition clinics, and health screenings totally free. We want to get our kids moving and bring awareness to the issue of childhood obesity. This is the largest sports and fitness expo in New York City, so we're looking for sponsors, vendors, and volunteers. For more information, please visit our Body Sculpt of New York website at www.bodysculpt.org or call 718-346-5852. I am pleased to have as my guest co-host today, my good friend, Jada Birdsong. During the interview, Jada and I will be joined by Jaden Johnson, certified holistic nutritionist, group fitness instructor, and personal trainer out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Jaden will share his personal fitness journey on how he lost 135 pounds naturally. Jaden will also discuss what life was like being severely overweight and what changes he made in his life to reach his goals. I first heard about Jaden while on Facebook. One of his clients posted her before and after pictures and gave so much praise about Jaden for helping her lose 40 pounds. Jaden's story is one of inspiration and motivation. After listening to Jaden, you can't help but feel the passion and conviction in his voice when he speaks about the importance and the benefits of living a healthy lifestyle. Jaden is one of the most sought-after trainers in the North Carolina area, and after listening to his interview, you'll know why. Now remember the words of George Bernard Shaw, who said, "Success does not consist in never making mistakes, but in never making the same mistake a second time." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks of Fitness. Jaden Johnson is a certified holistic nutritionist, group fitness instructor, and personal trainer out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Jaden is also the owner of Mr. Health and Wellness, LLC, Heal Well Juice Company, and Charlotte Health and Wellness. Jaden's unique approach to health and fitness can be attributed to him tackling his own personal weight loss issues. After 5 years of unsuccessful attempts using various Get Slim Quick gimmicks, he would hit rock bottom before finally finding an effective and peaceful balance of exercise and nutrition. Though Jaden was an avid athlete growing up, he would battle seemingly insurmountable weight issues throughout his late teen and early adult years. Jaden has always felt an inherent connection to fitness, so it would make sense that after successfully losing 135 pounds on his own, he would share his insights to help others. Today, he has transformed his unique exercise and nutrition philosophies into dynamic training programs, making him one of the most sought-after fitness professionals in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. I am pleased to welcome Jaden to our program. Jaden, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I do appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, definitely. I'm actually joined today by my co-host, Jada Birdsong. Jada, say hi to Jaden.
Hi, Jaden. How are you?
Hey, Jada. How you doing? I'm doing great.
Doing good. Good.
Now, before we talk about your successful health businesses, let's talk about you, Jaden. Are you originally from Charlotte, North Carolina?
No, I'm originally from a small town in Chester, South Carolina.
Okay, cool. Did you play sports growing up?
I did. I played everything from soccer to football, basketball. My father taught us martial arts when we were younger, and I ran cross country. So I pretty much stayed very active as a kid because there was absolutely nothing else to do.
Jim, when did you first realize you had a weight problem?
Probably around middle school. I noticed that I was much larger than the kids. I actually was very tall and a little bit wide. I think I remember myself as being in the seventh grade, eighth grade, around 5'7", 200 pounds. So that was a pretty big kid. And I grew very fast.
Okay. Did you notice a significant health challenges because of your excessive weight?
Now, at that age, I just had issues with pretty much keeping up with the other kids due to my weight. Once I hit ninth grade, I began to play more sports, be more active. I lost my first 30 pounds in ninth grade, and I was around the same weight as the other kids. So that right there kind of set me over the top where I had that foundation of knowing what it took for me to lose weight. That was my first taste of a successful weight loss.
Okay, how much did you weigh?
At that particular time, I think around ninth grade, I was right at 200, 205 pounds. I was 6'1", so I was pretty tall, pretty big kid.
Yeah, sounds like it. Pretty tall, pretty big kid. Now, that's amazing, man, because I know, so at a young age, you really had this problem.
Right, and I saw, like, you know, obesity ran in my family, still runs in my family, but with me being so active, I never had to worry about weight issues, and I just pretty much consciously just stayed active. You know, at that time, I ate whatever I wanted to eat, just like everybody else, but with me being so active, I never had to worry about my weight issues again at that particular time.
What were some of those Get Slim Quick products that you tried?
I tried everything from the thermogenics that make your heart beat very fast and lose a lot of calories in a short period of time. I tried the liquid diets. I tried Atkins. I tried the Shakeology, the Body by Vibes. You know, that stuff, short-term success, but ultimately I had double the weight gain. And it took a toll not only on my health, but it took a toll on me emotionally because I was very subconscious about it. You know, I had the temporary success, but the continued failures, it just made me kind of just want to give up on the whole entire weight loss thing altogether.
Really? But what was your, how much did you weigh at your highest, at the height?
At the height of my, the peak of me being heavy, I weighed 317 pounds.
Wow. 317. And you're what, 6'2"?
6'2". Right now, I'm 185 pounds.
Awesome, man.
Okay, Jaden, take us on your personal journey to optimum health. What did you do to lose the weight and improve your health?
Ultimately, what happened was the turning point was me moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, over 2.5 years ago. You know, I was desperately seeking change. I wanted a change of scenery. I wanted a new career. I just wanted to, you know, a new change as far as a new focus on life. And, you know, I had opportunities to move to Florida or Texas, but I chose Charlotte because it was much closer to home and I wanted to kind of stay close to family. And, you know, to this day, I think it's one of the best decisions I ever made as far as, you know, with me living in a different location. Immediately, I just, you know, wanted to get in the midst of everything that Charlotte had to offer. I started initially, I researched quite a few running groups because I remember when I was in high school, you know, how I was successful with my first weight loss transformation when I lost, you know, right around 30, 40 pounds. And I wanted to get involved with a running group. So I started running with Charlotte Running Company, and we ran at least two or three times a week with them and quite a bit on my own. But, you know, at that point, you know, I worked a regular 9-to-5. Every single day I held myself accountable for at least giving myself 45 minutes to 60 minutes of not gym time, but just activities. I was very intimidated about going to the gym because I just couldn't focus. I always focused on everybody else, their physiques, how they looked, and it just intimidated me from going to the gym. So I participated in activities that, you know, kept me accountable for participating because I started to meet a lot of people because I didn't know anybody when I first moved to Charlotte. And I also looked forward to doing it because it wasn't hard. It wasn't strenuous as far as, you know, with weight training and just focusing on weights.
So now I would like to talk about your fitness business. Why did you choose holistic nutrition?
You know, when I was in college, I played college soccer. I was in the best shape of my life, but I ate whatever I wanted to. And I felt like I probably would have been a much better athlete if I, you know, nourished my body with holistic foods. So, you know, with this journey, you know, I had all those failures of me, you know, failing from those short-term diets. And I saw the common problem, which was I wasn't eating proper foods. I wasn't eating fruits and veggies. I was eating foods that had absolutely no nutritional value to my body. And as a result, it caused me to have health issues and gain weight. So I took a different approach, and I call it back to the eating days, where you eat everything from the garden. Whatever you grow, you eat. Nothing processed, nothing that is in the bags, that sits on the shelves for months in at a time. I tell my people, if it doesn't go bad within 4 days, don't eat it. Sure. So, as a result, I started holding myself accountable for eating that way. I no longer want to eat the same way that got me to 317 pounds. So I took that journey and that approach. I started educating myself on proper foods, proper food groups. Also, learning how the body and how food affects the body. So I just started studying it, and it got very intriguing to me. I never, really read much of leisure. This stuff really intrigued my mind. I started reading a lot, studying a lot, took my first certifications, and I passed them. And I just want to do even more. So with that knowledge and foundation, I said, I'm going to try this on myself. What I did was I started studying vegetarianism. And, by all means, I used to eat the ribs. I used to eat buy one, get one free wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. At one point, I never forget, I think I had ate about 36 of them in one setting. I ate burgers probably twice a day. That's the lifestyle that I live every single day. My waistline was right at, I was size 48 in pants, and they were tight. With that, me knowing, what I had gone through and what I had been through with my eating, I could no longer eat that way. It was a sacrifice that I had to make. Even though I love eating that way, I love my health much better than that. And I wanted to take a different journey.
Absolutely. And speaking of those foods with those infinity expiration dates, in your opinion, how important is nutrition when it comes to weight loss?
I believe nutrition is a very, very, should be a very, very high priority. It's very, very important. You can don't even have to really work out. But if you eat properly, you can lose a lot of weight. You can be very healthy. What you put in your body, how your body is affected, how it runs, how it operates, how it heals, and it's necessary for, optimal health. So if you're not eating properly, it's only a matter of time before, just like a car, something breaks down. You have to get something fixed.
Yes, that's understandable. Okay, what is the name of your personal training company?
The name of it is Mental Health and Wellness. And I started it over right at 2 years ago when I first lost my first 75 pounds. And I started having a following because I posted my weight loss journey on Facebook, from when I first started losing weight to all the way up to now. And every month, to stay focused and have something to look forward to, I challenged myself to do one race a month, one charity race. So it was a 5K, 8K, 10K, something to look forward to running. And I would post my pictures and people put me as Health and Wellness. So, of course, not something I just kind of just kept the tagline and ran with it.
Okay. Do you have your own fitness studio?
I don't. I was leasing from somebody, and she moving her location to another place, and that place is now vacant. So right now, I focus on group fitness training. We probably rent from different places around the city, and I focus more on personal training as well. So.
Okay, but you know what, Jay? What caught my attention about you was when I saw a Facebook post by one of your clients. She lost a significant amount of weight, and she was singing your praise. So I said I had to have this guy on my program. Tell me about that. Tell me about your personal training philosophy and the type of clients you like to work with.
Well, that particular post I posted on her page. I was very proud of her because it was a journey to have success with her. You know, she's lost over 40 plus pounds with me, and she's been with me for over a year. And the thing that was unique about her was that she had some health setbacks and health complications, yet she was a fighter. She did not give up. She continued to train. I remember when she first started, I mean, she was very, very athletic. You know, she walked leaps and bounds around a lot of the other people, but, you know, she had some setbacks and it made her much slower. The process was a little bit slower, and we just kept right on going. So I found in my archives, you know, an old picture when I first started with her, holding up a sign, and I always take pictures of people when they first come to my program, just to have them have a reminder that this is the beginning to a new you. And I posted her current picture right beside each other, and it was phenomenal. The response that I got when I posted it on social media was amazing. Now, the type of people that I like to work with are individuals who are looking to lose anywhere from 30, 50, 60, maybe even 100 pounds.
Really?
Right, because I feel like at that point, I really can go in and definitely transform. Now, by all means, I do focus on tightening and toning, which I love, but my passion is working with people who are overweight or obese and transforming them back to regular size.
Wow, that's a lot of people to work with, because so many people today are affected by obesity, man.
Absolutely. And I love it because, you know, it is a vast market and there's a need. And I want to show them, as far as my unique approach to health and fitness when it comes to nutrition. And once I get them to start eating right, holding them accountable for eating properly every single meal, every single day, including snacks, they begin to transform, not only physically, but mentally. I see them thinking about what they're going to eat and how it's going to affect their bodies. And then I know at that moment, my job is done, because you want to get into the consciousness of them, because they eat unconsciously when it comes to eating snacks. Oh, I'm hungry. I just want to eat something that tastes good. Once you get into the mindset of how they think, I'm hungry, I need to eat something healthy to cure these hunger pains versus eating something unhealthy that feeds the hunger pains. It just totally transforms them.
But it sounds like to me, so you deal with them holistically, so not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well.
Most definitely, because I feel like what sets me apart from most trainers is a lot of trainers, they focus on fitness. And by all means, if you have former athletes, you'll be very successful because they are used to that. But when you're working with regular people that have a regular 9-to-5 jobs, their work schedules is very hectic. They're not used to the strenuous fitness stuff. So you have to focus on them, how they're feeling every single day, what affects them every single day. They might have a bad day at work, bad day at home. It might affect their workout. But what you can hold them accountable for doing every single day is making sure you eat properly. This affects you. This affects how you work, how you feel, how you interact with everybody every single day. And starting from that foundation, working my way up to the fitness where they come in as a regular couch potato and then they leave my program as elite athletes. I mean, that's set the premises from there.
Wow.
Hey, Jaden, tell me something. Are you able to take any new clients at this time?
Right now, I'm currently booked. I am booked to capacity. I would love to help as many people as I can, but I'm one person, and due to me not having a studio right now, which I'm actively working on, I'm booked. What I do is I go out and do some speaking engagements where I can reach a vast amount of people, and I hold free boot camps on the weekends at least once a month to get people in that really want to work out with me, and I try to fit people in as I can. But right now I'm booked.
That's a good problem to have.
I appreciate
it. Really is. Now tell me about your other health companies, like Mr. Health and Wellness LLC and the Heal Well Juice Company and the Charlotte Health and Wellness. Tell me all about those companies.
Okay, well, with Heal Well Juice Company, I started it in my own apartment, when I was doing a lot of different juices and smoothies to try to get in an abundance of nutrients all at once so I won't have to eat so much. Now, I remember getting my first juicer. I got it from a yard sale. It was about $15, and I was so excited about, you know, making some juice. I put a lot of different things together, and it tasted flat horrible. So at that moment, I knew that it was going to take some work for me to get this stuff to taste really good. And I just started playing and practicing with it, and I got very good with it. When I started doing the juicing and doing the smoothies, you know, I was very overweight, and it was a good way for me to, like I said, taking a lot of nutrients at once. When I was on the go, I would either drink it for a meal or a snack, and it helped totally transform me to where I am right now. And I live by juicing and smoothies. So the making the company aspect came from when I first started getting clients, I got them to try my juice. And it started from, you know, me giving them to try. They liked it. They tell friends. Their friends wanted it, and so on and so on. Now I have a high demand for it. So I figured, you know, I might as well go ahead and let's do it. I started making my own unique recipes. Healwell juices and smoothies, they all benefit from something with dealing with the components of overweight and obesity. You know, I have one that's called the Answer to Cancer, the Elixir Fixer, all of it benefits optimal health and nutrition. And it's really good for any ailment that they may have, and it tastes really good.
Okay. That's nice. Now, that's the Healwell Juice Company, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And now the Mr. Health and Wellness, that's your personal training business, you said, correct?
Yeah, that is,
Okay, and now the Charlotte Health and Wellness, what is that?
Charlotte Health and Wellness, that's my meetup group here in Charlotte. And I created that to basically have the community aspect here in Charlotte together for one common interest, and that's people who want to lose weight, get healthy, get into shape, in an environment where we hold each other accountable, and we just have fun doing it. That's why I created that group. And I remember posting it on meetup.com and having 12 members. And right now we have over 600 plus members. So
600.
It's over 600 members in within the first year. And, and like I said, I really love that group because it's a bunch of individuals who are, you know, different health backgrounds, different shapes and sizes. Very, very positive group. You know, it benefits the overall betterment of the community here in Charlotte. And, you know, we all work together for that same common goal, making sure not only, you know, we're holding each other accountable for hitting our personal goals, but helping everybody else achieve their goals as well.
That is amazing. That's awesome, man. You're such a leader down there in Charlotte. It's amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I feel like, you know, I found my purpose in life, and I have been seeking this feeling for quite some time, and it landed right in the seat of my lap. I just couldn't believe it after so long of, you know, for searching for so long. I'm just blessed and thankful that I'm able to be able to help people and get a fulfillment from it. And it works. I mean, it really helps a whole lot of people. Just my simple, unique approach, it helps a vast amount of people.
Did you have clients that, once they started working with you, were able to get off medication?
Absolutely. Medication as far as high blood pressure, hypertension, some stuff dealing with anxiety, lack of sleep. It's all in how you eat. And the foods really affect certain ailments that you have. And I believe, and I have so many people that have reached out to me to promote and sell products that I never used to be successful in my weight loss, and I turn them down by the wayside because I feel like it's not necessary for you to medicate problems. You need to focus on natural healing problems, you know, healing issues instead of masking them with all these supplements and drugs.
Right, because you're a firm believer that the body was meant to heal itself through
absolutely through the regular foods. I feel like every ailment that you might have in your body can be reversed with proper nutrition. It's the way of life. The body can heal itself. You know, you can scrape your arm and it becomes a scab, and then the skin grows back. As far as in the inside, it works the same exact way. You just have to feed it with nutrients and watch your body totally transform.
Oh, most definitely, wow. Man. This is great.
It is great. It is great. Do you have a website that the listeners can get in contact with you?
Yes. I'm on the website, MrHealthandWellness.com. My other social media avenues are Instagram and Facebook. They're also Mr. Health and Wellness as well. And Twitter is Mr. Health and Well. So I post on Instagram and Facebook quite often, as well as my website as well, too.
Okay, great. So they can follow you and they can reach out to you.
They can. They send me a question. I usually try to respond in a speedy manner. But ask me any questions you want. Challenge me, and I'll usually post. And if the question is very intriguing, where I can't give you an answer, I'll research it and I'll do a blog about it.
Oh, excellent, man. That's awesome. But now, is there anything that we didn't cover that you would like to share with my listeners?
Well, it's 2015. I say that everybody focus on making themselves a high priority so they can help the world. You have to focus on yourself, get yourself in the best health, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And, from that standpoint, you'll be able to help the world in doing whatever you want to. But this year, focus on yourself. That's what I want people to understand. I want them to focus on themselves.
Great advice, Jaden. Great advice, man. And, I'm looking forward to coming down to Charlotte at some point, man.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, come on down. I'll show you a great time. We'll take some smoothies. We'll get you to meet some great people. We're having a whole lot of fun here. It's a great community here in Charlotte.
No, that's what I heard. And I have a friend who I also interviewed. Her name is Shivy Williams, and she's out of Charlotte, and she's doing a health fair for children in August. And I want to introduce you to her as well.
Okay, yeah, definitely link us together. I'd be more than happy to reach out and meet her.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As a matter of fact, I spoke to her the other day, and she's going to listen into this episode so you guys can become familiar. I'm sure she'll reach out, or you'll reach out to her, but I think there's some synergy there,
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, man, but definitely, I definitely want to see you, man, and just check out what you're doing. But for now, I'll just follow you on Facebook.
All right. Vince, I do appreciate it, man. I thank you so much for the opportunity again, man.
Pleasure.
Very inspirational listening to you and speaking with you. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
If you have a chance, please make your way to Florida.
Okay, Jada. I'll do that. If you'll have me, I'll come. I love to travel and I love to do a mission. By all means.
Yeah. That's great. Because Jada, I believe you're from Florida, right?
Yes, I am.
See?
So, yeah, we have a lot of people that can use your expertise in health and fitness.
Well, let's just set it up, and I'm there.
Okay. So, Jaden, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you so much, Vince. I thank you for the opportunity again. Thanks.
Yeah, and to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.